Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, filling in for Fraser Smith. My guest today is our own Kenneth Burns, who covers the city and Baltimore County for us. Ken, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Joel.
Now, Ken, it seems like this must be the week for fights that we thought were over. Wednesday, we were talking about wind farm in on the Lower Eastern Shore. And today, we're talking about the Baltimore City State's Attorney's race. Marilyn Mosby won her primary back in June, looked like she was on her way to election. And along comes Russell Neverdon, local attorney, filing to run as an independent. Tell us about him.
Well, Baltimore native, grew up in Ashburton, attended Poly. That's the Baltimore Polytechnic Institute for us non-natives of Baltimore. Morgan State University and the UDC Law School. Served in the Army before he went to law school, actually. And he's been a defense attorney since 1999.
And so why does he decide, and maybe it's not sudden, decide to run for state's attorney?
Well, he decided around this time last year to run for the office, actually. He's running as an independent candidate, so he bypasses the primary process. But it's a little interesting because he has to file signatures about 1% of the qualified voters in Baltimore, and he turned in more than 6,000.
And 1% of the qualified voters is what, 4,100, I think?
4,150.
Okay, so he wants to be state's attorney, but what's his platform?
Well, much like the Democratic primary, they both want to target violent repeat offenders. But Neverdon wants to do something more holistic. He wants to look at mental health treatment and drug treatment. Marilyn Mosby, her focus is on coming up with a way to get the violent repeat offenders off the street.
All right, now he has a problem with campaign funds, as I understand. He doesn't have quite anywhere near what Marilyn Mosby has. So how does he overcome this issue?
Well, he has to do a fair amount of fundraising. Once Marilyn Mosby won the primary, it seemed that her coffers grew as a result of that. And she had her own issue going into that Democratic primary, if you recall. While Bernstein had the war chest, she was getting nowhere near the amount of money he had.
We should say Greg Bernstein, the current state's attorney who Marilyn Mosby defeated in the primary. So what are his prospects?
Well, first he has to pass the one hurdle, which is meeting the threshold for the city election officials. They're still in the process of certifying and verifying all those signatures. Once that is done, and keep in mind, Baltimore still remains a very heavily Democratic city, he has to get out there. Now, he does have name recognition. He was on a couple of high-profile cases. The most recent one was the one that I covered involving Julius Henson when he was trying to launch his bid for the 45th Senate District against Nathaniel McFadden. He represented Michael Maurice Johnson. He was the suspect in the Felicia Barnes case. He's also known among attorneys in Baltimore because, you know, this is a small fraternity, much like journalists.
is it growing smaller like journalists?
Depends on your worldview.
All right. Kenny, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For Kenneth Burns, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.